Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 17th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we sit down with Christopher Justice, the president of Global Payments Gaming Solutions, on how the transition to cashless transaction is proceeding in the gaming industry. The GGB podcast is sponsored in part by Konami Gaming, now delivering Lucky Envelope to casinos across the U.S. on its award-winning Dimension 49J cabinet. One of the major changes in gaming in recent years has been the move toward cashless transactions on the casino floor and elsewhere in the resort. Global Payments Gaming Solutions is one of the leaders in the field, and President Christopher Justice explains why. The company's VIP mobility product allows players to fund their accounts, transfer money to slot machines or table games, or make any other purchase in a casino resort. The system is agnostic and can be used in almost any gaming situation, including online. It also provides operators with information that will help them with AML processes and responsible gaming information. He spoke with me at the Global Payment offices in Las Vegas in March. Money don't get everything, it's true. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. Our guest today is Christopher Justice of Global Payments Gaming Systems. Chris, great to see you again. I mean, it's been a while. It's been a crazy couple of years, but I think we've both come out on top here, right?
Yeah, most definitely. It's great to see you again as well.
For sure. So let's talk about, what's been going on with your company. I mean, cashless transactions, have been the buzzword of the industry for the last year or so, and clearly the future of the whatever financial transactions the industry is going to do. So, what are you hearing from casino executives about how they're willing to accept the cashless transactions now?
Sure. It's really quite interesting, because I think when you look at the casino market just in general, right, it's a very dominant cash market, which is really out of pace with really modern technology and kind of a modern consumer experience. Because, right. I mean, in fact, you showed up here today. How much cash do you have in your pocket? Odds are it's a zero, as most consumers experience. And so the part of the challenge when you get to the casino is you start to get into some fairly antiquated processes. Sure. And to your point, when you think about cashless transactions, it's really in lockstep with all of the consumer trends that are going on in the marketplace today. So for example, $109 billion was spent on mobile transactions during the fourth quarter for the holiday season in the U.S. Self-service equates to roughly three-quarters of all transactions that are being conducted in the mm-hmm. in the retail space. And, there was even an AGA study back in 2021 that talked about 63% of consumers are really embracing and looking for the way for the casino industry to adopt something else other than cash. Sure. So to think about transitioning and digitally transforming this business into something that's more in lockstep with what the consumers are looking for, I think that's one of those things that's a ready-made solution, if you will, for the industry. So certainly what we're seeing is that the modern consumer is looking for that set of digital experiences mm-hmm. that where they've got ready access, improved convenience, improved security, and the ability to do the kinds of things that they want to do. Likewise, we're also seeing a lot of executive excitement from casino operators for a variety of reasons. Mm-hmm. And I think one of which is certainly they want to digitally transform the consumer experience because that's going to give them an opportunity to better communicate with their players. But likewise, it provides a really nice way to increase accessibility. So certainly as we, a lot of longtime casino players continue to get older, their ability to get around the casino and gain access is hampered. So therefore, sure. cashless really helps to provide that level of, improved service for those individuals. As we look at that, then it gets into driving improved convenience, better security, certainly mm-hmm. reduced AML footprint, and all of that would roughly translate into the operator excitement around driving increased revenue and then also gaining some of the cost advantages that come from eliminating cash from the ecosystem.
Sure. Okay.
So we're seeing a lot of good excitement.
So, you know, casino executives are still, you know, pretty reluctant to really get into this new technology stuff because they're just used to the old way they do things. What's it going to take to get that no-brainer decision for them to really sign on to a cashless transaction system?
Candidly, I think it's already here. Mm-hmm. I think the fact of the matter is that this does really fall in line with the operators' excitement around how do they transition and do things differently, how do they gain alignment with their consumer or their players and what their preferences are for those kinds of digital ecosystems, if you will, and that on-demand, anytime I want it kind of preference that a consumer would have.
Sure.
So relative to VIP mobility, where we see this fitting in is that, you know, it's a system that is truly system agnostic, so there's not a need to upgrade the CMS and import new modules. It lives within the existing ecosystem that's there. It leverages the existing infrastructure to be able to provide a really nice cost advantage, if you will, for the casino. And because it's the only system that leverages the Tito infrastructure, there's no change management. So as we all think about the difficulties that we've had today with finding employees to just fill the open positions that we have, certainly it's kind of a non-starter if you think you have to do a wholesale change on training people on how to do a different job for a solution that's then a subset of the rest of the ecosystem.
Right.
So by leveraging the Tito infrastructure, we're able to effectively go in, and the jobs that all of these folks had yesterday is the same job they have tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same decision processes and the same it's the same everything,
right,
really. So that I think provides a nice no-brainer ability for somebody to say, hey, let's put this in because the job is the same.
Sure.
And more importantly, I think, you know, the one thing we've got to remember as well is the consumer, because at the end of the day, whether it's a baby boomer or Gen X, Gen Z, or any of the other folks that are out there, you've got to have a way to be able to deliver the kind of customer experience that those folks are looking for.
Sure.
And this is one of those things that fits in.
Okay.
Because one thing that makes payments unique is, you know, as opposed to gaming itself, is why are things successful? Well, they're successful because they're simple and they're consistent across the country. So when you use your credit card, you use your debit card, you use all those things, it's a very consistent process.
Mm-hmm.
So VIP Mobility is one of those solutions where it's the same casino branded, or it's a casino branded app,
right,
but there's consistency and simplicity within the application.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody that understands how to use it at property A can use it at B, C, D, and E without having to go through the pain and suffering that they would experience with other kinds of solutions whereby the menu systems are different, the where things are and how do you get to them. That lack of consistency is ultimately going to lead to confusion, which is going to create really a disconnect between the property and the casino or and the consumer. We feel like we've got a lot of those building blocks really perfected, which is why we're driving such huge results in the solution that we've delivered.
Okay. So how's the adoption rate for this cashless transaction going in terms of the players?
It's really been nice, very, very, very surprising as well. Eliminating cash from the ecosystem is certainly a huge opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to then deliver improved guest security, whereby they don't have to carry large sums of money in and out of the casino or worry about dropping their tickets on the floor or what have you. That added layer of security has been a huge opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, the convenience of not losing your seat, making sure somebody's not poaching your jackpot or whatever the process is another thing that's really delivering a lot of affinity and or reasons for players to want to adopt this. So as far as what we've seen, our solution does provide a single enrollment and single application that can then be used anywhere, which is a highly unique process.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, the solution that a player already has in their pocket has accessibility anywhere else that they want to go. So what we found so far is that better than 70% of the folks that have tried the application have continued to use the application. So the user adoption is pretty significant. we've seen better than 60% of players that have adopted that become super users. Those players, that means they're using it more than five trips. Mm-hmm. We're seeing more than a 20% consolidation in their spend, which is certainly a significant component. Sure. Goes back to what I would say, too, is the no-brainer decision. Mm-hmm. And that consolidation of spend, because right, it's unreasonable to think you're going to double your gaming budget just right. because you get to use your mobile phone. Mm-hmm. But it's not to say that you wouldn't gravitate and spend more of your money at a particular property because it's far more convenient for you as a player.
Sure.
So the consolidation of spend has been a big one. And then we've also seen a 50% conversion of cage-driven financial transactions down to the mobile device. Mm-hmm. And to date, we have yet to ever see anybody that's gone mobile that ever goes back to the cage, that they all want to have that seamless financial experience in the palm of their hand.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's walk through the process of you know, getting a player familiar with this. Say you're already a member of their players club. What's your incentive to become a part of the cashless system?
You bet. I think it's a great question, and it's one that's very, very different looking from a global payments lens mm-hmm. than it is through the others, because global system is very, very easy to use, and that's part of the brilliance, is it's the simplicity and the consistency of what we're delivering. It's a single sign-on, it's a single enrollment mm-hmm. that leverages the Tito system. So therefore, as we talked about, right, there's no change management within the organization. Likewise, there's not the creation of a wagering account. Mm-hmm. Wagering accounts, as you know, right, they've been around for sure. 20 years.
Right.
There has been no new technology, no new anything that makes those things any more interesting to use mm-hmm. because, shoot, we could have funded those up 5 years ago, 10 years ago. It's a clunky process that's really not easily adopted by right. a consumer, right? Mm-hmm. When you think about just all of the cumbersome natures of it. So VIP Mobility allows people to just very quickly go to the App Store, download the app. The sign-up process is very, very quick and easy, and it applies to 100% of the players that show up at the casino. Mm-hmm. It doesn't require a player club. It doesn't require those separate enrollments and what have you. Very fast, very easy, and somebody can literally walk in, download, and start playing immediately with nothing more than a Tito ticket. Mm-hmm. And so for us, the way we focus on this is very much around if the consumer and consumer adoption. It is the most critical aspect of the entire process. Because if the consumer doesn't adopt it and don't use it,
sure.
then whatever the investment that the property is making is 100% wasted mm-hmm. and they're not going to get the return on investment that they're really looking for, which
right.
is why we've spent so much time thinking through that process.
Sure. So how does the funding process work then? If you don't have a Tito ticket, if you just want to fund it, we don't want to carry cash.
You bet. Which is a great point. So it's part of it is to create that opportunity whereby the app itself is very, very intuitive. Mm-hmm. If you want to play, you push the play button. You want to move money in, you push the funds in button. You want to get money out, you push the funds out button. Mm-hmm. So funding in is pretty easy. You connect the application to your financial accounts, mm-hmm. and that then enables you to seamlessly move money into the casino. And unlike a lot of the other solutions on the market, we don't hold anybody's money. So this isn't technically a wallet. We're doing the same thing that we've done for 20 years. Mm-hmm. We move money from you, the player, to the casino. We then acquire the Tito ticket on the player's behalf, mm-hmm. and that's what appears inside of their application. So it's a very seamless process where the casino can track funds from end to end. They can see the player, and the casino still gets to make those decisions as to how they're going to handle player disputes if they were mm-hmm. to happen. The casino still has complete control over that decision making process.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you mentioned that the casinos can brand their own brand here. I mean, how does that work when they download the app? Is it your app and then the casino brands it on top of that, or how does that work?
You bet. Well, the application can be easily downloaded mm-hmm. from Apple and Google today.
Right.
VIP Mobility, quick, easy download. But it can also be embedded into a host app. So therefore, okay. if you've got a casino-branded app, mm-hmm. it can sit inside the casino app. But likewise, the player can just use our app.
Right.
The interesting thing about our app, though, is it actually brands to the casino. So it's VIP mobility, but when you show up at Viejas or Downstream or one of our other properties that's live with the solution, it actually brands to their color scheme and their logo and everything else. So the entirety of how they deliver service looks like it's coming directly from the casino.
Okay. All right, great. So you mentioned a couple of properties there that are tribal casinos. Are they? Do you find tribal operators are a little more open to cashless at this point?
You know, I think tribal operators, I think everybody has been warmly embracing it. Mm-hmm. I think tribal operators have seemed to be a lot more progressive. I think it seems like they are far more in touch with the community that they serve and want to be more in alignment with the players' preferences of the services that are being delivered. Mm-hmm. Likewise, they're typically not organizations with large infrastructures, so therefore they don't try to boil the ocean or reinvent, because ultimately what's delivering success is the simplicity of allowing any one of your demographics to be able to walk in, quickly pick it up, mm-hmm. and play their favorite game. So we've tried to stay, really closely in tune with that.
Right.
Likewise, though, as a business, it's not just about delivering a superior technology solution, because as we've seen in the gaming space in markets around the world, it's not just about getting the technology, dropping it on the floor, and then if you build it, they will come. It takes a lot of other things. So we've spent a significant amount of time and energy and investment in making sure that we've created a series of operational best practices. We've got a way to actually go out and acquire and engage the player. We've got a way to teach them about the new convenience options, mm-hmm. and digitally engage them so that they're more likely to frequent the property, more likely to use these solutions. So it's really about delivering a completely turnkey solution that is everything from how do you implement it and maintain it to how do we make sure that the players engage? Because if we do all of those things right. This is a tremendous opportunity for the casino operator.
Okay.
Inspired by the gift-giving tradition of the Red Envelope, Konami's Lucky Envelope Premium Slot Series is bringing mystery cash prizes to players. Guests can open up their luck with mystery jackpot events, instant symbol-driven credit prizes, and more. See the video and download the brochure by visiting konamigaming.com/luckyenvelope. And now back to our podcast.
Explain to me what happened recently in Nevada. I mean, Nevada, ironically, has been behind the curve for a long time with the cashless transactions, but they recently approved a measure where you can set up an account remotely. Is that the case, right?
Correct.
And can they fund it at the same time, or do you have to go to the casino to fund it?
Well, it's an interesting conversation. So relative to, so let me address your question and then kind of come back to a different way of thinking about it. So What that rule effectively did is allow folks to sign up for a wagering account, mm-hmm. remotely.
Right.
However, that wagering account must still be funded and interacted with on a local basis, mm-hmm. which at the end of the day, right, cashless relative to the brick and mortar casino is a very much a face-to-face action, right? Can't play your slot machine from home, mm-hmm. at least in Nevada. Where Global has had an advantage is that our solution, which we had a reg change in August, which said that VIP mobility is not a wagering account, therefore we've never had those same issues. Mm-hmm. So the ability to quickly and easily get a player in and allow them to participate, we're far more capable of doing that.
Okay.
And especially as you think about Nevada, where huge tourist market, right? We've got players coming from all over the country. When they are signed up in their local town at their local casino and they've got money on their app, mm-hmm. they can all come to Las Vegas and use that same money here, not have to sign up for a new account, not have to go through that process. So mm-hmm. We really look at this in the fact that very similar to e-commerce, clicks kill.
Yeah.
And the biggest reason for cart abandonment in e-commerce, mm-hmm. is you take the customer through all of the gyrations it takes to have them register and what have you, Or likewise, you could go to Amazon, where most everybody goes, click a button and have your order delivered with the push of a button.
Right.
So it's that same kind of concept that we're bringing here to make mm-hmm. cashless a far more effective tool for casinos just across the country, but you know certainly those in Las Vegas.
Okay, great. So does your VIP mobility interact with credit lines for anybody who would get a credit line in a casino?
It's a interesting question. So there's not any kind of real interaction, but yet certainly credit is a huge opportunity for a huge amount of money, right, mm-hmm. that goes to the floor relative to credit lines. So where we've made that process easier, because we're based off the Tito system,
right.
Very easy for you to download, get whatever amount of money you want mm-hmm. off your credit line, have the casino give you a Tito ticket that's then easily imported into VIP Mobility.
Okay.
And the nice part of it at that point is that you then are in complete control. So if you wanted to play $500 on one machine and $2,000 on the next, you get to select the amount and you're completely in control, as opposed to having all of that in some kind of a form of a fixed Tito ticket where now you've got to feed those in their entirety, or even worse, right, go through the login process to try to pull your money down,
right,
and delay not only your ability to participate, but your ability to transition from game to game to game mm-hmm. as quickly and easily as you can today.
Okay, great. So when you go to another game, the money follows you, basically.
Absolutely, yeah. but still, you push the. There's not a faster way to do it today, at yeah. least in a slot machine perspective, yeah. not a faster way to do it than push the cash out button and go from game to game to game.
Okay.
Any of the other solutions whereby money goes up into the cloud, now the next game you go to, you have to go through that whole login process, and unfortunately, the experience at Casino A is different than the experience at Casino B.
Right.
What buttons do you get mm-hmm. to? So that there's a whole lot of confusion and complexity that goes into those kinds of systems that kills consumer adoption, mm-hmm. which is why none of the rest of the systems are really generating any results at all.
Right, right. Okay, great. So how about the legalization of sports betting? Has that really spurred the development of cashless transactions?
It's definitely spurred the cashless transactions. We've got we have relationships with all the major players out there and are a tremendous part of the mm-hmm. wallet share as games grow across the country. But where I see things going is the ability to have that seamless omni-channel experience that you experience in the rest of your life, no matter where else you go.
Right.
Because I should be able to sit down at the casino, I'm playing cards, playing slot machines, mm-hmm. whatever it may be, but the game's on, I should be able to make my prop bets and do all of those same things, right, electronically with the balance that I have in my hand.
Right.
So we look at things very, very differently. So as I've mentioned, VIP Mobility isn't a wagering account. It's really looking at you as a consumer and
right.
giving you, the consumer,
sure.
the same flexibility that you have anywhere else that you go. So you can participate across channels seamlessly mm-hmm. without having to think that you have to go enroll and create this complex ecosystem whereby you've now got money in 16 different wagering accounts across 16
right.
different properties. Where's my money? How do mm-hmm. I get my money? The whole process there. So we're really trying to streamline that whole process to make mm-hmm. it frictionless and easy for the player.
Okay.
And we think by doing that, it's a winning strategy for the player as well as the casino.
Okay. So we've been talking about slots and you know, things that you can log into. What about a table game? How can somebody use VIP Mobility on a table game?
Oh, it's as simple as it gets. So certainly through the QR codes, right, a variety
right.
of those technologies, mm-hmm. right, have been around for years, but
sure.
it's one of those things that was kind of a foreign concept to gaming and certainly not as embraced to the U.S. market as it was during the pandemic.
Right.
And shoot, today, right, in a lot of restaurants, you still can't order a drink or order food without scanning one of those devices.
Right.
So our solution still leverages the Tito infrastructure, but we use a series of QR codes so that the player walks up, they scan the table, ticket prints at the table that's then redeemed by the system.
Mm-hmm.
colors up the player, and it actually winds up being a much faster transaction than fanning out cash and going through the process that the casino is typically done.
Okay. So when I'm in New Jersey, I'm registered on a lot of online casinos in New Jersey, and they each have a separate account. What would VIP Mobility help me to put just one account for all those casinos that I'm registered at?
So part of where we're going as a business, so the majority of those folks in New Jersey all leverage our VIP preferred infrastructure, which is the warranted bank transfer business, where we've got 3 million registered customers. So when you go into New Jersey, you want to play, we're typically one of the top funding options that's there, and we will help you pull money from your financial institution in and fund up the game. Where we're going with mobility is really connecting to that infrastructure so that then your money can freely flow back and forth. So your ability to go from online to brick and mortar should be a lot more seamless.
Okay. So I could conceivably go into one casino, make some bets, and if I get paid, it'll go back into that account, and I can go to another casino and play it at another casino.
Think about your regular wallet, right? Your ability to do all of that, but yet you've got now some digital assistants, right, that are helping to migrate and move that money back and forth. But at the end of the day, it's still in your pocket, and you still have complete control over where it goes.
Okay, great. So what do you think is going to happen with the expansion of online gaming? Obviously, we've got, what, 5 states now where it's legal, and I think once the sports betting states that are realize that, hey, we can make more money on online casinos than we can on online sports betting, do you think it's going to grow quickly?
I think that's a harder discussion for legislators than it is with sports betting, because at least from most of the studies that the AGA and others have produced, the majority of Americans are in favor of sports betting, and maybe not to the same extent when it comes to iGaming. However, I think to your point, budget deficits as a result of COVID and other global situations will continue to drive legislators to think about how do they want to position their state for success, and because certainly we've seen, whether it's sports betting or iGaming, right, it's driving new jobs to the market, and certainly providing an economic boost for the state that they couldn't otherwise get. Coupled with, let's face it, right, there are operators are ready, willing, and able, and eager to actually pay taxes. So I don't want that to come across differently than it is. We will gladly move into jurisdictions to set up shop and are happy to pay taxes, and it's an area whereby I think there's very much a mutual win-win between what the industry is trying to do and helping legislators fill those gaps in their budget.
Okay, great. So you mentioned you interact with all the other CMS platforms on a casino slot system. So do you have to create relationships with these vendors to be able to do that?
We do. Well, we do create. I mean, certainly, while Global Payments is a payment company, we're very much a gaming company. We've been in this market for 20 years. So we do create those relationships with folks where we enable the existing infrastructure. And part of, I guess, if you will, part of where we feel that we're very different is that we do try to enable what the operator already has in place, so that they're, every time they look at trying to deploy a system from Global Payments, it's not this multi-million-dollar acquisition cost like they may have with other folks, that we can go in and interoperate with the systems. So we are connected to the leading bill validator companies, for example, in the space. We're connected to the some of the system providers to be able to make all of that process seamless. And we're just continuing to try to make those seamless processes better and better and better for not only the operator but the patron.
Okay, great. Well, Chris, that's a lot to absorb here for the time we've been talking. But I'd like to get together though sometime later this year and talk about the responsible gaming, the AML, KYC elements of your system, because I think that's as important to casino operators as the ease of use. So let's get back together sometime later this year and we'll talk about that.
Absolutely, yeah, because that's definitely a center of excellence. So we'd love to share thoughts in terms of how what we're doing there.
Perfect. Well, thanks for the time. And
of course.
We'll catch up next time.
That's what I want. That's what I want.
hope you enjoyed this week's podcast with thanks again to Konami Gaming. Check out konamigaming.com/lockyenvelope for a look at the latest original series on Dimension 49J. To learn more about cashless transactions in the gaming industry, visit ggbmagazine.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.